In a bid to drum up support for the $2.1 billion funding appeal for Yemen, Antonio Guterres recalled the generosity of the country's people in opening up their borders to Somali refugees fleeing violence at home. Now that fighting has engulfed and destroyed Yemen itself, it's time for the international community to make the same gesture, he said.
I myself, as High Commissioner for Refugees, have worked with Yemen for many years, and I was extremely impressed by the generosity of the Yemeni people. At the time, Yemen, already with enormous difficulties, was granting prima facie refugee status to all Somali refugees coming to Yemen. In a world where so many borders are closed, to see the generosity of the Yemeni people was something that I always felt very strongly as a remarkable demonstration of solidarity. And it is a reason why I feel personally very moved when I see these generous people suffering so much. And I feel so compelled to ask all of you for your solidarity and your generosity to such a wonderful people.
Describing the fighting in Yemen as a tragedy of immense proportions, the UN chief said that the need for humanitarian aid and the protection of civilians have never been greater. To date, however, the UN appeal is only 15% funded, despite massive needs. Translated into numbers, this means that almost 19 million people are in a desperate situation and 17 million are food insecure. And after more than 300 attacks on health facilities, schools, markets and roads in the last 2 years, it's children who are at the highest risk of death, Antonio Guterres said, with one child under five dying of preventable causes in Yemen every 10 minutes.
And this means 50 children in Yemen will die during today's conference, and all those deaths could have been prevented. Many of the children who survive will be affected by stunting and poor health for their entire lives. We are witnessing the starving and the crippling of an entire generation. We must act now to save lives.
UN Emergency Aid Coordinator Stephen O'Brien recalled his own haunting memories of Yemen at the pledging conference.
And I've seen with my own eyes the terrible suffering. I have met a stunted teenager who barely looked older than a preschooler. I met a 13-year-old girl who is now the head of their household. I listened to families displaced due to fighting, living in squalid shelters with little access to food, medicine and clean water. I spoke with parents about their fears and hopes for their famished and sick children. I witnessed babies and toddlers who are too sick to register their surroundings or even their mother's touch. Those are some of the people we are here for today.
Aid is reaching those who need it, Stephen O'Brien said, a reference to the nearly 6 million people who've received help so far this year. But he said that serious challenges remain, particularly in getting aid into a country that imports almost everything it needs, and then in distributing it where it's needed most. And in an appeal to those continuing the conflict at the expense of Yemen's people, Mr. O'Brien insisted that humanitarian assistance will not resolve the crisis. That can only happen where there is an immediate cessation of hostilities and a return to negotiations and peace, he said. It was a message echoed by Swiss Foreign Minister Didier Burkhalter, whose country, along with Sweden, was co-hosting the conference. Mr. Burkhalter said that aid should not be blocked from getting into the country and that Yemen's future depended on all parties to the conflict agreeing to a ceasefire and embracing a peace process that represented everyone's interests. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.